Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
All right, Greg T rolled in here looking all cocky. I'm like, what's up with you, Roundhead?
Well, now Greg I've T. decided it's not as funny as I thought.
No one knows what we're talking about. Let me explain what's going on. Hold on. So he walks in saying, I have done the best phone tap ever.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you saw him, right? He thinks this is the best phone tap we've ever done.
That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
That was you
that
earlier.
That was my alter ego. That was cocky Greg T.
Oh.
Yeah. So which one is this?
This is
beaten Greg T.
Yeah, more subdued, more realistic Greg T.
Okay. Yeah, you got to be careful. You can't oversell. That's why, you know, if a new movie comes out and people say, oh my God, it's the best thing ever. Yeah. And you go to the movie and it's like, okay.
Yeah.
It's that way because you had expectations that were way too high.
Yeah.
But too late, you have set the bar way too high here.
Yeah, I think the phone tap trailer for this one was too strong. The movie's not going to end. Not really that well.
Let's see for ourselves. Greg T, what's your phone tap all about?
All right. So St. Patrick's Day recently passed, and so Haley and Kelly decided they are going to go out and celebrate. They're two sisters. Well, Kelly's a little bit more wild than Haley is, so Haley decided, hey, Greg T, let's phone tap my sister. So I'm Eric, the bartender, and Kelly skipped out on the bill.
Uh-oh.
All right.
She also threw down and got crazy. Okay, maybe Gandhi wants to hang out with her.
Very long introduction, so I don't even remember what it's about. Let's see what happens in today's phone.
Hello? Kelly, what the did you do after I left the bar on Saturday night?
What are you calling cursing at me for?
You remember Eric, the dark-haired bartender?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's looking for you.
For what?
Do you remember anything?
I remember going to the bar and having fun while you left.
Do you remember buying the entire bar around the kamikazes and skipping out?
Why are you questioning me? What are you, my mother now? What do you care what I did on Saturday night? None of your business.
I care because you're always making an ass of yourself. You're totally embarrassing me, and I'm sick of it.
Oh, I'm totally embarrassing you. Oh, I'm sorry, Queen Mother. I didn't know I needed your permission to go out and have fun.
You stole a bottle of Patron. Who does that?
I stole a bottle of Patron. You've known me to be a thief my entire life. I went to the bar and I stole a bottle of Patron. Really?
Yeah.
Real.
Well, I gave Eric your number because I want you to deal with this.
Oh, great. Now you're going to deal with my number? What the f*** is wrong with you? You're supposed to be looking out for me. I'm your sister.
You know what? He's going to call you. Grow up, okay?
No, you
need
you
to
grow
deal
up.
With this. Whatever.
Haley!
This is so great.
Yes! All right, hold on.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Kelly.
Who's this?
This is Eric from Child's Together. How you doing?
I'm fine.
When are you coming down here to pay the bill?
Pay what bill?
You kidding me? You don't remember throwing down your credit card, climbing up in the bar, pouring all these tequila down people's throats?
Wait a minute. First of all, the bartender gave me the bottle of tequila, and secondly, whoever said anything about my sister?
Kamikaze shots, so-called lime shots. You don't remember all that?
Excuse me, scumbag, but I don't know what you're doing calling me, telling me about some bill that I don't even know what you're talking about, shot, SoCal, whatever. I don't even drink that crap. I drink straight up Patron.
You don't remember climbing on some guy's shoulders and yelling that the drinks are on you?
You know, you're really starting to piss me off. I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't know why you're calling my sister, but you need to get a life.
I'll come over to your house, and I'll pick up the money. How's that?
Oh, really? You come over to my house? You come over to my house, and you get your ass kicked. How about that?
Your sister told me where you live. I know where you live. I'll come down there.
Come down here, then. Come down here, big boy. Let's see what you got.
All right, so maybe we can solve this. If you'll come on back to the bar, you come there before the bar opens up, me and you will take a step upstairs into the manager's office.
Are you disgusting? You sleaze off. How did I come down there and I give you a reason to shut up?
Who do you think you're on, the Jersey Shore?
I'm getting my brothers, and the next time I come down there, I'm going to be with them. And you can talk to either one of them and see what kind of mouth you got then.
You can't come down to this bar and start buying up all the drinks, dancing on the bar, and then not pay it.
You're a psycho, and I have nothing else to say to you.
I want you to call her back, because she's not going to answer my phone anymore, right?
Okay.
Hello?
Well,
what are you giving that psycho from the bar my number for?
How did you solve this? Did you pay the bill?
Solve it. That dude is psycho. He's going here. I'm going to give him a
I mean, did you work something out? Because
did
I
worked something
that
out. I hung up the phone on the scumbag. That's what I did.
You know what you did?
What is this?
You know what you did, Kelly?
Oh, Kelly, you have been three-way?
You've been phone tapped, Kelly.
Kelly, how would you do this to me?
Kelly, this is Greg T from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. You've been phone tapped.
Oh, my God. I am never going out with her again.
Listen,
oh, my God. On Saturday, I'm going out by myself.
Kelly, I want to hang out with you.
All right. Next time I'm in the city, I'll let you know.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
See, so the trailer was really good.
The weirdest part of that phone tap was that maniacal laugh you did.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Yes.
Every like villain has to have a strong laugh.
When he knew his phone tap was over, he was like, oh, ha, ha, ha. You're so weird.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.